Hola y bienvenidos a la episodio 51 de los... Oh, damn, it's not 51. What is it? It didn't change it. 50. I'll just do it again. 51.
You can do it again, but it's staying like this.
No, don't. Cut it. Hola y bienvenidos al episodio...
You did it better the first time.
Uno de lo que es el podcast de Dis. Soy Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
If you can't tell, we're doing a Mexican podcast today. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Yep, that's how they sing, like la 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 la.
La cucaracha.
La cucaracha. Yes, that's what we're doing today. We're doing the Mexican pavilion.
We're doing the cucaracha.
Oh, we're not going to do the cucaracha because I don't know how to do it. The cockroach.
You dance around a sombrero.
That's the Mexican hat dance.
Yeah, but it's the La Cucaracha song.
Is it?
Yeah.
The cucaracha is the one that all the Spanish cars have as a horn.
Da 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 da
da.
Yep, that's the one.
What was the guy? What was the mouse from Looney Tunes? The Mexican
Speedy
one?
Gonzalez.
Yeah, I like him. I love him.
He was just a ripoff of Roadrunner.
Roadrunner's Australian.
Yeah, but Roadrunner could go fast first.
It's not. Yeah, but Speedy got into other things. Like, he didn't just like
cheese.
Get chased by a coyote every time.
He did like the ladies.
Is a Roadrunner really faster than a coyote, though, in real life?
I'm not the science channel.
Accurate?
I don't know.
Like, maybe they should just check their facts before they do that.
You're going on accuracy?
Yeah,
because that coyote would paint a tunnel and the Roadrunner would go through it, but then all of a sudden it was a painting again. So let's not go on
accuracy.
How
does that happen?
Did you ever watch Looney Tunes?
Yeah, but like I didn't know how he did that. Is that magic?
It's the power of cartoon.
What does a Roadrunner look like? A bird?
Yeah.
Like
it's small. They made it really...
They're ugly, right?
Well, I mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
So ugly.
If you say so.
That's what ugly people say.
Are you implying I'm ugly?
No. Do you say that often? About yourself?
Not about me, no.
Okay, then. There you go. I would never say that about myself. I think I'm beautiful just the way I am.
Very handsome.
Oh, that's what ugly people say, too.
Just the way I am, yeah.
No, that's what fat people say, because they don't need to lose weight. So they're like, I'm perfect the way I am.
They don't need to?
You're not perfect, though. Huh? They don't think they need to.
Oh, okay.
But they do.
I don't need to.
Their doctor says they do, and they're like, they're crazy.
I don't need to lose weight.
Nope. Well, I could lose some, but whatever.
I'm a brick house.
So today we're going to do some Mexican pavilion videos, and then we will go on to El Rio del Tiempo.
Isn't it funny how Mexican sounds like it's a derogatory term, even though it's not?
I know. I felt like I kind of felt bad when I said it just then, like the Mexican pavilion, as if like I'm like being racist against the pavilion.
I wanted to be like, hey, hey, hey.
Although I don't say the Norwegian pavilion, I say the Norway pavilion, so it should be the Mexico pavilion. It shouldn't be the Mexican pavilion, because like then it's just like the pavilions, well, it is Mexican.
I think you're onto something.
The Morocco pavilion, the China pavilion.
No, I say the Moroccan
pavilion. The Japan
pavilion.
You say the Moroccan?
Yeah.
I don't say the Parisian pavilion. I say the Paris pavilion.
The French.
French? The France
pavilion?
I think
I say French pavilion.
I think say France, Canada, UK. What's the other ones? Italy, Germany?
I say the English pavilion.
The English?
Yeah.
I don't. I say UK because it has Ireland too.
Yeah, I know.
And then Africa.
The African pavilion. The African outpost.
Yeah, the African outpost, right? That's what it's called, right?
Right.
Or is it just the outpost? I think it's just the outpost.
I say the German pavilion. I don't say the Germany pavilion.
Germany? I think I say Germany. I don't say the Germany pavilion.
If I say pavilion, I say I don't say the E for Germany. I say the German.
The German pavilion.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds racist.
But if I just saying, oh, let's go to Germany.
Yeah. Like,
let's go to Norway. Let's go to Mexico.
Yeah, I wouldn't go, let's go to Mexican.
But I would say, let's go to the Mexican pavilion.
Right.
This is fucking tantalizing.
It's annoying because now I don't say the Chinese pavilion. I think that would sound even more racist than the Mexican pavilion.
Well, it's a little bit less racist than the...
What are Moroccans? Oh, Moroccan. The Moroccan pavilion?
Moroccas, Moroccan
French
pavilion.
People, the French pavilion? I don't know. It just sounds weird. The Italian pavilion doesn't sound right at all.
Let's go to Italy.
The American
adventure.
Pavilion. The American adventure. The America pavilion does not sound right at all. The American pavilion. It would be American.
Well, I don't say
I don't go there, but...
I often go there. It's my favorite.
You have to walk past it most of the time.
It's my favorite.
Is it, though? Norway's probably... Well, now that Frozen's there, probably not.
You fucked me up.
Sorry. What do you say?
I can't remember. That's the problem. You,
American? America?
American? America?
The American Adventure?
It's gone. I don't have it anymore.
Damn it. Sorry.
It was good, too. It was gold.
Oh, damn it.
Comedy
gold. Everyone's going to miss out now.
The funniest thing that was ever going to be said on any podcast ever, and it's gone.
No, well, nothing you can do now. It's out the window.
At least I got to experience it briefly.
Yeah, you know in your brain what it was. We also prepared for this episode. We went to Taco Bell and got all the goodness, I guess, or most of the goodness and some bad.
Well, we had a fiesta.
We had a fiesta in the Le Bella de Taco.
A fiesta...
De la tacos y... Oh, tacos.
No, octopus. Fiesta de los huevos on potatoes.
Ew, we did not have eggs.
Oh, I did too.
You always get Mexican words or Spanish.
Mexican. Racist.
Oh, damn it, I'm racist.
I'm Spanish. I'm allowed to get them wrong.
No, you're not. I'm more Spanish than you are.
No.
I'm the Iberian kind or whatever.
I'm 7%.
I'm like the Jewish Iberian. Spanish kind.
I'm 7% Spanish.
I'm the white Spanish.
Yeah, me too.
You didn't even cross the border. What are you talking about? You're always over the water, over the seas.
Spain is the white Spanish.
Yes, that's true.
We were the conquerors.
Yeah.
My people.
Mexicans are like tan. They're not like dark. They're like, I could see like my sister was the dark Italian, so she always got mixed up with the Mexican families that were at like field day and stuff. She would always get mixed up with the wrong family and she'd just go home with them at some point.
I believe the correct term is Latino.
Latina?
The Latin
Latino,
families.
Latino, the Latin families, yeah. Well, they were specifically Mexican.
All
pretty
right.
Much.
A Mexican can be very light-skinned too.
Yeah. Well, I just see dark-skinned only. I don't see colors.
Well, apparently you don't see...
I'm colorblind.
You don't see the light colors.
I just say, screw those white people. All right. So anyways, we're going to do some Mexican stuff. We have a Mexican treat to try before we try that. But before we go there...
It's not a Mexican treat. It's a Goya treat.
A Goya treat. It's Spanish. It's actually... It's not even Mexican. It's Spanish. But we're going to do some Craigslist ads.
Yeah.
Some missed connections for all you lovers in Orlando, Lake Buena Vista area.
We're connecting people.
Yeah. If you ever you went on Disney vacations recently, you might find your missed connection here. They were looking for you. So here we go. Ready? First one is, you were working, and then in parentheses, Disney.
Oh, that's good, because I was hoping this person wasn't working
Disney,
on the corner.
You were working at the show I went to, which I was given a free ticket for. Maybe I am crazy, but I'm pretty sure you kept watching me. What was the number on your shirt? That's it.
What was the number on your shirt?
Yeah, and what show was he at?
It doesn't sound like you're trying to meet this person. It sounds like you just have a question for them.
So at Disney... The only show I can think of that you get tickets for is either Cirque du Soleil, which is gone, and House of Blues has shows, which they might have been given a free ticket for, which I don't know why anyone would give you a free ticket to a random concert. I don't get it. There's not enough information for anyone to find this person.
Can I just say, if you think someone in a show is staring at you...
They're not.
The vanity. You must be the most vain person in the entire world.
What number was on their shirt?
Were they in a race? What I mean, was it 69?
Was it like an old jersey or something?
Was it someone wearing...
Was it a Stitch 626 number, maybe?
I mean, what the fuck was it?
I would go 626 and email this person, see if anyone responds.
What? Well, we need to establish what kind of show it was.
No, you can't. They just went to a show and it was free. So that's that person. Hope no one sends anything to that one because they're never going to find them.
Nope. Good luck with that, idiot.
Idiot. Next one is, I hope you don't have an objection to seeing me again. And this is in Disney Springs.
Is it a judge joke?
Yeah, that's a pun, all right, if I know one. Yo. What's the colon?
Solid start.
Yo, colon, comma. So not a semicolon. They used a colon and then a comma, which they could have combined and put a semicolon.
Now, I like to think their semicolon button is
broken.
It's
broken. So
it only works when you press
sense.
Shift.
I better not see a semicolon in here then. Yo, nerdy cutie in the lawyer anime ? Shirt and hat with that lizard from Smash Brothers. Oh my god, you don't even know Yoshi? The fuck's wrong with you?
Yoshi.
Isn't he, I mean, that's what they mean. It's from Super Smash Brothers. There's no other lizard. He's a dinosaur, isn't he? But
is Koopa not in it? King Koopa?
Koopa Trooper? I don't think they're...
Koopa Troopas are not the same as King Koopa.
King Koopa. Isn't he... You mean the turtle?
He's a reptile. He's like a dragon or some shit.
Oh, I think he means Yoshi. If anyone's have a
Can you
hat
pick
on,
Yoshi in Super Smash Brothers?
I don't know. I think so.
It depends.
What other lizard would there be?
I just fucking told you.
Yeah, so you think that maybe they have that on their hat?
I mean, no, it's probably not, Yoshi. You're probably right.
Me
is bad at English.
Me, girl with purple hair, but I forgot what I was wearing. I think something G4M3R, because I'm a real gamer grill.
You're a grill?
You hear that? She's a real gamer grill. She has a grill that games things also.
Is this a lesbian connection?
It doesn't say if it's a male for female or anything.
It's a female for something.
Yeah, it's a female
she's
for
a, gamer grill.
A lawyer, an anime person. We drank red, white, and blue America cream soda floats together on the rooftop at Disney Springs. We hugged and you made me feel warm and happy inside like how I felt that one summer at band camp. Shoot me an email if you'd like me to make those cookies again.
This is clearly a joke.
Cookies? They made cookies for Disney Springs?
There's too much going on.
This is nonsense.
They know
this is bullshit.
Each other enough to hug and make cookies for each other, but they don't. They have to do a misconnection. This is something they're getting off on. They're pretending they...
So she just wants to see who emails her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad. I should email her. I'd be like, I love Yoshi, but you don't know the name of it, so fuck you.
Yeah, how can you be a gamer grill if you don't know
who
Yoshi is?
Yeah, why are you a gamer grill? You don't even know. That guy from Smash Brothers, you know, the lizard. Okay. All right, next we have a beautiful exotic on rooftop bar.
Well, now that sounds nice.
A beautiful exotic what? Just an exotic?
An exotic lizard.
Oh, and this is Paddlefish last night in Disney Springs. It was about a month ago, though. You were with some friends sitting across from us until you moved closer. Long brown hair, perfect smile and body. You look like you work out a lot because you were wearing fits you skin tights. Oh, what you were wearing fits you skin tight. Middle Eastern heritage? Just a long shot, but tell me what color were your pants. You made all our night. Hope to hear from you.
We were all jerking off to you. That's what that said at the end.
I like you. Look at his areas in the middle of the ocean, too. So he was somewhere in the lake in Disney Springs.
What an
when
idiot.
He met her.
You made all of our night.
Paddlefish. Paddlefish is two words, too, which isn't right, but okay. Beautiful exotic. Call the other guy.
You have to be a simpleton to do this stuff.
Beautiful exotic on the roof. Maybe it was a car. Maybe it was an exotic car. Or
maybe.
Exotic fish.
I like the idea of calling someone exotic, like only an
exotic. Yeah. You must be an exotic.
You're an exotic, aren't you? You're not from these parts.
Yeah. All right. Now we have Janet from Kissimmee.
She doesn't sound exotic at all.
Oh, looking for Janet Skipper. I think he means Skipper Janet. She worked at Disney as a vet tech. Oh, well, then it's not Skipper Janet. Really? Her last name's Skipper?
Janet Skipper.
Looking for Janet Skipper. She worked at Disney as a vet tech until 2015. Steve in New Mexico is looking for you. Well, that's creepy.
Which was it?
Steve in New Mexico is looking for you. Oh, is he looking in New Mexico? Because he's looking in the wrong place.
The slim chance that there's only one Steve in New Mexico.
That means this wasn't even recently either. He's just looking for someone he knew named Janet Skipper that used to work as a vet tech.
These are all just
3 years ago.
The Gamer Grill broad said she goes, I don't remember what I was wearing.
Yeah, I have no idea what I was wearing a couple nights ago. No idea.
Then why'd you even do this?
Why didn't you just look through your laundry and figure out what the hell? I mean, you might have been wearing that gamer shirt.
I can't describe what I'm wearing a couple days ago.
I guess the purple hair does it. So why'd she even mention that she doesn't remember? Why don't you just not mention it at all then?
Yeah, just move on with your life and find an actual interaction with a person.
Okay, next one's for Ghirardelli's. I know it's Ghirardelli's, but...
I love a nice...
Ghirardelli.
Is that how we spelt it, or she?
Yeah, that's how it's spelled, though, I think.
Oh.
But I think they're missing an H.
You're just saying it wrong on purpose.
Yeah, Ghirardelli. Lost your phone number at Disney Springs. Yeah, I'm sure you did. But we spoke over eating Ghirardelli's ice cream at the merry-go-round. You gave us extra napkins as well as an extra token for the ride. Looking to catch up if you get this. What were you, four? Is this a four-year-old looking for, like, a nice lady that gave them an extra quarter to go on the merry-go-round again?
I'm just looking to get extra tokens.
That merry-go-round takes tokens?
Apparently.
I thought it was just a ride that just operates.
Nope.
Wow, that's bullshit. That's
definitely ain't free.
It's like the worst. That carousel's not even good as the one in Magic Kingdom. So
what's free in Disney?
In Disney Springs, the Ghirardelli chocolates. That's for one.
Well, besides the Ghirardelli chocolates,
I don't know.
Cheap date, by the way.
Napkins. And if you find this lady, tokens are free too.
Well, yeah,
just one though.
Just
so you
the
can
one.
Go on the merry-go-round again. But maybe that was her plan, that she put the merry-go-round on again so that they couldn't get her phone number, and then they
bolted.
Oh wait, they lost her phone number.
Yeah, they lost.
So she must have wrote it on like one of the many napkins she gave them, and then they threw them all away.
Or she gave them the wrong number.
Or she put it on the token, and it was like, do I ride the merry-go-round, or do I take their phone number? And
she
like,
was able to write
right on
her
merry-go-round.
Phone number on a token. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you just get a Sharpie, and that's a pretty good idea.
It's super small.
It's a good idea if you put your number on something that the person needs to use, so they either have the option of using it or keeping it.
Or you got nothing.
Right, like put it on a $100 bill. Are they going to keep it? Well, they could just write down the number somewhere else, I guess.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Anyways, so there's Ghirardelli girl who lost your phone number, apparently. All right, then we have, so I ran out of misconnections. There wasn't that many. There was like four.
Well, those were good.
For Disney. But I looked up just Disney in general in the community section in Orlando Craigslist, and there's a couple people looking for companions to go to Disney with, surprisingly, not surprisingly.
Just try to do it alone. I bet it's fun.
A lot of older males in their 50s and 60s are looking for a female companion to go to Disney with.
In their...
That doesn't matter.
Oh.
Although maybe there's a limit, but they'll probably just judge on when you answer them. So this first one is, Disney adventurer looking for female pass dash holder to share the magic. Oh, man, this is an advertisement.
It is? Because I was going to say, what's a pass dash?
Pass holder, but he put pass dash holder. Are you tired of going to the parks with just your girlfriends or kids and would like to have a male activity partner on occasion? Activity partner? I'm a Disney annual pass holder. Pass holder's one word, asshole. It's one word, not pass holder. Looking for a female pass holder who'd enjoy going to the Disney parks on a regular basis. Fall is coming up soon with lots of great things happening at the parks. What's he going to do? Be Stacy and just rattle out the 9 things you could do in the fall in Disney?
Sounds like it. He's killing it, I mean.
I'm open for us doing lots of other fun activities when not going to Disney. Ooh. Your race or domestic status isn't an issue, but I prefer you be HWP and in your 40s to 50s so we have more in common, although younger women are welcome to respond as well. I'm a middle-aged white male, 5'9", 180 pounds, blue-green eyes, salt and pepper brown hair.
6 feet of get out.
If interested, tell me about yourself, including your first name, age, physical description, status, availability, which parks and activities you enjoy, and something about yourself. Change subject line to I love Disney. Please enclose your email address in the body of your reply to ensure a faster response. You can't just reply.
This dude's a prick.
You know what HWP means?
Hot white person?
Well, yeah, kind of. It's height and weight proportional.
Oh.
So he's fat. 180 pounds, but only 5'9".
He's not
skinny.
He could be in shape.
He could be muscly, but I doubt it. Especially if he's on here looking for someone. And was he middle-aged? What does that mean, 50?
He doesn't say, huh?
At least he doesn't care about race, but he does care if you're fat. So he basically wrote, no fat chicks. Age doesn't matter, but I'll make that decision. That's basically
what he's saying.
Race or domestic status? What is domestic status? Where you live?
I would assume
if you're homeless,
marital, kind of money you have.
Marital status though, not domestic.
Yeah,
status.
But I think domestic takes into account money. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So no, it doesn't matter if you're black and poor, but long as you're hot.
As long
as height to weight proportional.
Well, you could be super tall and be super heavy.
That's true. Is he looking for an Amazon or
he's looking for anything as long as it's equal?
A midget that's in shape.
He's got a graph with a line on it.
Yeah, it's like you need to meet this. So like basically he needs your measurements if you're going to apply for this.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think I just, I pulled it up again because he wrote it another like 4 days later.
No responses.
Now he needs an Epcot Food and Wine Festival sidekick for foodie adventures. Hello, ladies. Are you looking for a male to attend the Epcot Food and Wine Festival with? Look no further. Maybe we can meet up and enjoy the festival and get to know one another while enjoying the delicious food and drinks. I'm looking for a friendly and adventurous HWP female who has an annual pass to join me for lots of wonderful Disney adventures, starting with the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. Race or domestic status, not an issue, but prefer to be you to be in the 40s to mid 50 age range. He didn't say that last time.
Oh, no.
Now so I guess he got too many younger women interested in this, and he's like, oh, I need you to be like 40 or 50.
The younger women, they get too much chutzpah for him. They get too much energy. Always, he can't keep up.
They're always taking pictures in front of walls, and he's like, I'm so damn hungry. I can't do this anymore. He's like,
stop taking your selfies.
I need to eat.
I gotta change my diaper.
Let's see if he's changed what he said. Oh, he didn't say his weight or anything this time. He just said, I'm a middle-aged male, 5'9", average body. Average is like saying a lot for that. Brown hair with blue-green eyes. If interested, write me and tell me your first name, age, physical description, domestic status. Oh, now you need to tell him your domestic status.
Yep.
So he got too many poor people answering him as well.
He got too many poor young people.
He's like, they're like, can you drive? He's like, nope, writing domestic status. Topics for conversation, favorite Disney parks and rides, activities you enjoy, and anything else you'd like to add. Please change the subject line to I'm ready for Disney adventures. Write soon and let the fun times begin. I'm not doing that.
Let the fun times roll.
You cannot promise fun whatsoever. You're like fucking old as fuck. What an asshole.
He's basically a sugar daddy.
I never even heard that before, HWP.
Did you have to look it up?
I actually sent it to Kate, and she's like, what's HWP? I'm like, I actually don't know. So she looked it up, and she's like, whoa, it's height, weight, proportional. I'm like, wow, what an asshole.
Well,
I'd never even heard that before.
I'm not going to say he's an asshole on that. He's being honest
about
it.
Honestly, if I was going to do that, I would have just wrote no fat chicks.
Well, yeah.
No, and no short chicks.
There's nothing wrong with the short chick.
I'd literally give them, like, you know, 160 plus, please leave.
You know? Get the fuck out.
You know, even if you're taller than 160, it's like, still not interested, so.
No, there's a certain.
Yeah, I just know.
There's a, you know,
certain tallness where I feel awkward if I'm with that person.
There's an earth zone.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't want you lurking over me all the time and like, you know, we have to like duck through. I don't know. It's just, you can't ride some of the rides. You're just so uncomfortable. Like, can you imagine going on the Tomorrowland Speedway with someone like 6'11" or something? It's like fucking ridiculous.
No, thanks.
No.
Oh, that'd be so awful.
I mean, I hate that ride as it is. Could imagine like you're too tall for it as well.
I mean, any ride you're too tall for at that point.
Especially, I guess Flight of Passage, you can be too tall to be on it too.
If you go on the Space Mountain, you sit in the back.
Oh,
you,
I don't even
you're
know.
All the way in the front. I'm too tall for.
Yes. There has to be people that have to go in the back or can't go on it.
If you put me anywhere other than the back, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, but at that point, and you're just like
I'm at normal height.
Yeah, 6 feet and above, probably fucking ridiculous.
Must
to
be
on.
Hard.
Must be tough being those people. I
idiots.
Don't envy them. AIDS?
Idiots.
Oh.
But AIDS too.
AIDS too for the tall people. Okay, so let's go on to the videos.
Oh, yes.
We started. That's what we're here for. So there was like a lot of mariachi bands that have been through Epcot, and honestly, not a lot of people videotape them. So I only found a couple videos of what like older live performances were at the Mexico Pavilion. So the first one is the Hutzilin Mexico Dancers.
Perfect.
1998.
Killed it. Nailed
it. It sounds right. Hutzilin? Hutzilin? Doesn't sound Mexican.
It sounds before Mexican.
Sounds made up.
It's like Mayan.
Aztec era Mexico dancers.
Boom. I didn't even have to knew it. I'm just fucking great.
It does. Yeah. Aztec and Mayans are both from Mexico, right?
Yeah.
But the Incas were from South America.
Correct.
Yes. Oh, look. They have feathers on their head.
Very racist.
Whoa. This looks like Native American dancing.
Well, I believe the Mayans and the Native Americans
oh, that's
were
true.
Very similar.
Yeah, I guess. No one really videotaped this, I guess, maybe because it was in 1998, but I feel like everyone brought their cameras to the parks at that time.
It's also super boring.
Yeah. It looks like you're just at a powwow and they just keep doing the same thing.
Bowing from one corner to the other. Oh, that's
it.
Oh,
wow. That was great. Thank you so much for watching. I wish I had that 40 seconds back from my life. That was weird. Okay. It just
way to go. I don't know how to explain what we just saw.
I took you to the powwow in North Conway, right?
Yeah, once, and yeah. I felt really uncomfortable being there.
They do that dancing like the whole time, and they do the drums and stuff. It's very awkward because they're like actual like Native Americans, like in their garb.
If you're white,
yeah,
don't go to a powwow.
Yeah, I felt bad.
Let them have
Don't you feel bad? But then that's why I bought stuff, because I'm giving them something.
You know, I mean, maybe, but it's
They have some cool shit, though.
It felt like I didn't belong. Actually, it felt like I was invading
there. I should find out when that is. I think it's the end of the summer they do it. I just like the shit that they have out for sale. Like, they have, like, a ton of art, a ton of wood carvings, jewelry. They have a ton of shit that's, like, all natural. Oh, they had that whole hut where there was a bunch of animal, like, tusks and horse or whatever.
Elephant.
It wasn't tusks. Bones, maybe? Like the, I don't know. Something like, it was, I don't even think it was
like
real
Scrimshaw?
Animal stuff either. Yeah, something like that.
You know.
And they have those little drums that you just, you like rub them between your hands and the balls go back and forth and hitting the drum.
They take a lot of skill to play those.
Yes. We used to get those all the time. So what next?
You know what? Viva Mexico.
Viva Mexico. I guess they used to be at Epcot too, and they might, this might be the band that steps in when Mariachi Cobra's not there.
Now, this looks like a traditional Mexican band.
Yes, there's a, what's that called? Accordion. They got a xylophone. They got the guitar guy and then the other guitar guy.
This might be a Glockenspiel
behind him. Oh, yeah, maybe. It looks like a xylophone, but like with the thingies on the bottom, like the chimes.
This is a classical nylon stringed guitar.
I think the guy back there is a bass, right? Or no?
No, that's an acoustic guitar, just a regular string guitar.
What's the
difference? But this is a classical
nylon
string.
Why?
Why? It might not be nylon, but it looks nylon. It's definitely a classical guitar. You can tell by the way
the head is. You're right. Okay, let's play this. Oh, this is nice. Oh, and the little kids have maracas. And the girl is dancing with them. Oh, she kind of looks like she's in Coco.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the thing in her hair. Like, what the fuck is that?
It's like a hat.
Yeah, but in the back of her head.
It's like a yarmulke.
Yes.
A Mexican yarmulke. You can't teach little kids how to dance. They got no rhythm.
Yeah, they don't care either. They're not listening. They just want to shake those fucking maracas like crazy. This doesn't look very old. Oh, God, a baby. Just fucking stole the maracas. Bitch, no one invited you. Oh, she's going to hit her. Ling, ling, ling. Oh, yeah, I love this song. I can't really hear it, but... Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
Stop with the fucking maracas.
Yeah, seriously, put them down.
How do you play through that? There's no rhythm there.
Oh, God. No one wants to watch your kids dance. Nope, she has a wedgie. That was nice. Nope, still... Oh, there she goes. Ah! Oh, no, an adult... Oh, wait, is that an adult?
Yep.
I think that's a kid that's really fat. And she looks like an adult.
I love this guy.
Oh, he's so happy.
That's also a...
he's got a cowboy hat
a
on.
Classical guitar.
Why do they have cowboy hats on? Is that a Mexican thing?
It's a Southwestern thing.
Southwestern, yes. They're Nex-Mex Tex-people.
Nex-Mex Tex-Mex.
Yeah, Nex-Mex Tex-Mex. Oh, God, this fat child that thinks... She looks like 14.
She's not a child. She's not an adult. A young adult.
Yeah, but she's like super... She looks like she's already been through her mid-40s.
She should know what she's doing is not cool.
She looks like she's been through 4 children already. That's how bad her body is. She's not going to be forgiving in her 30s.
I do like her jorts, though.
Her jorts. Oh, they're so tight, too.
Navo!
Yeah,
Navo.
Yabo. Zach, that's your Yabos. Oh, Matt. Oh, welcome. Oh, he has a little ponytail. How cute. Yay, Viva Mexico. Viva. Spicy music. Ooh. Oh, I love fiestas.
Look, she's not even leaving.
Nope. Okay.
Oh, the
La
Bamba.
I love that song. Oh, we stopped clapping. Assholes. Nope, drunk people. Oh, God. Thank God the moms aren't dancing in the front because they can't dance for shit. Ah, ugly guy.
Go away. Keep it on him.
Oh, my God. He's so atrocious looking. Ba-bum-ba. Ba-ba-bum-ba. This is not a Mexican song.
Yeah, huh?
La Bamba? Ba-da-bamba. Yeah. Is that a different song? Oh, yeah, there it goes. Ba-bum-ba. They don't even know what to do with the children at this point. They're just like,
the children don't care. They're fucking looking through a bag of Moroccos.
Yeah, Moroccos? I need different Moroccos.
I fucked.
Moroccos. Moroccans.
Yeah.
They're just shaking Moroccans. Yo soy muy dinero.
Give me more money.
I thought it said, soy muy dinero.
I have much money.
I am much money. Yo soy. Hi, Mom. Oh, look, the Mexican pavilion was like shut down.
Yeah, what the hell's going on there?
I don't know. What is that? Is that Norway that's shut down still?
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Yeah, Frozen wasn't open yet. So it's kind of old. Like, okay, that's it.
That was abrupt.
Just fucking cut in the middle of the fucking song, asshole. Ooh, America Online.
I love America. I just, sometimes I just...
What the hell's that thing on the bottom left?
This thing?
Kitchen Cabaret. Oh, yeah. Tribute. Oh, yeah, it's Martin.
Sometimes I just watch American Online sign on every once
in
a while.
The rise and fall of the first internet empire. No, I still have AOL, so it hasn't fallen yet.
Oh, it's fallen.
No, I still use that email. I have like 600 emails on it, but I still use it. Still good. It's still good. It's still good. All right, what do we get next?
Next, we've got El Mariachi Coco de Santa Cecilia.
Oh, you did that good.
Thank you.
I think you have a good Mexican... it's because your friends were Mexican and stuff, or Spanish, or Guatemalan, or whatever.
I grew up with a lot of...
Spanish.
Spanish-speaking friends, yes.
Yeah, you did. Mm. Was Guatemalan speak Spanish? Or?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay, yeah, yep, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Ojos.
Eyes, yes.
And leche.
Milk.
I don't know what ears are.
Yep, milk.
I don't even know what mouth is, I don't think. It doesn't matter. I should have known.
Arrojas, is that ears?
Arrojas, that sounds like arepas.
Well, we're not talking
about... The Boston Common sells like arepas every 5 minutes. Like every time you're walking through the Boston Common, you can find arepas everywhere. And I don't understand why. You used to be able to find fried dough and like cotton candy everywhere. Now you can only find arepas.
Is that one L or two? I couldn't see it.
El Mariachi?
No, Coco de Santa. Is it Cecilia or Cecilia?
Cecilia, it looks like. C-E-C-L-I-A, that's Cecilia.
C-E-C-I-L, and I can't tell if there's another.
It's a weird fucking word.
I think it's Cecilia.
I can't tell. I have bad eyes. Anyways, this is the Mariachi Cobra doing a song from Coco.
For a little bit, I wanted to be a Mexican, or a Spanish, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get racist.
Yeah, that's racist.
Announcer, but I never learned the language, so I couldn't.
Oh, yeah, you could do the WWE. That guy's been doing it for a long ass time.
Someone needs to replace him.
Oh, I didn't start our cookies yet. I'll do
I
it
actually
the next
just
one.
Noticed that.
Yeah,
we haven't
we'll
had
do
these
one
cookies.
More video, and then we'll eat like shit. Also, I'm drinking Baja Blast. I haven't tried it before.
Mexican.
Fucking love it.
It's not that good.
What's Baja mean? I'm going to look it up while we're watching this.
Baja. It's out
in
California.
Can you make it a little louder? Santa Cecilia. They wrote it wrong on the
video. I was right.
They definitely missing an eye. Oh, look at the little Coco poster behind them. That's really cute. And there's a little Dia de los Muertos thing. Ah, fantástico.
Yes, fantástico.
Yay.
Uh-oh.
The guy. Uh-oh. Someone about to die. From October 31st.
Through November
2nd. Ooh.
Today, we invite you to discover
I thought
that Dia de los Muertos
was a day before
family.
Halloween. That's the night of the dead? Night of the living dead?
El Nocho de las Dias Dead, motherfuckers.
He doesn't look Mexican at all. He looks like a Bane from wrestling.
He actually looks very Mexican.
He's very bald.
He's rotund also.
Yes. He looks like Rikishi.
And to follow his heart. Our first song, Remember Me, was
Yay.
Made famous by
I love
Miguel's
this song.
Idol, the great Ernesto de la Cruz.
Yay, Ernesto. Aww. I love that big Mexican guitar.
Oh, that's a bass.
Is it? How do they hold it? It's like, you can't like hold it against you. You have to like hold it up.
A strap holding up.
It's so cool looking. It's so big in the back. That's what she said. He said. Oh, violin too. Was that a trumpet over there? Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, he's got a mute in it.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, his guitar is so little. It's so cute. It's not a guitar then, right? What is it?
It is a guitar.
Mexican guitar?
It's a alto guitar or a tenor?
One of those. Oh, he's good.
He's not as good as Ernesto de la Cruz.
I like his voice. It's a what now, Qatar? He's very low. I like this one. It's very upbeat and jazzy. It doesn't sound sad. It doesn't make me want to cry.
I like the other one better because it doesn't have that.
I like both.
Mexican
Why not
accent.
Both? You know the girl from the taco commercial? Why not both?
I don't.
Because they're like, well, I want a hard taco. I want soft taco. And then she goes, why not both? But she says it in Spanish, so I don't know what she says. My arms again. Yay.
Terrific. Oh. I really enjoyed that.
Wow, he really ended that on a soft note.
Yeah, he got real sad real quick.
Okay, stop. All right. Oh, it's over.
Yeah, it was all a short video.
Damn. That was good.
Yeah, it was.
There was a whole like show of it. I did one song because it was 14 minutes of Coco songs. Yeah.
All we needed.
We have to watch that movie again. I've only seen it the one time in the theater.
Me
even
too.
Even though I loved it so much. Oh, that was a good movie. All right. So next we're going to do...
some cookies.
Oh, okay. Forgot about the cookies.
You just keep skipping the cookies.
We bought Maria cookies at the store because that was the only...
Maria!
Maria. And they're actually Spanish. They're not from Mexico, so... they look like shortbread, and they just say Goya Maria on them.
They
kind of look like crackers. I'm not expecting much from these. Also, I don't like when people eat on microphones, but I'm not going to be editing this show, so fuck you all.
Yeah.
And we're going to eat them. You can eat yours first. No? You want me to take
it? It smells delicious. It smells like a...
oh, wow.
It smells like a religious wafer.
It smells like the cookies. You remember the cookies you give like to babies, and they teeth on them, and they make them soggy? It smells like that.
That's what it tastes like.
Yeah. Mm. They were only 33 cents for a small pack, so it's not like we bought the...
they're way too crunchy to eat on.
I don't care. I'm going to do it. Goya Maria.
Way to go, Goya Maria.
They're actually pretty good.
It's so crunchy.
I like it, though.
It'd be nice with a melted chocolate. You could dip it in there.
Tastes almost like animal crackers.
This is a beautiful...
in my soup.
Chocolate fondue cracker.
Mm, or you could put cream in the middle, like chocolate cream, and make a sandwich, like an Oreo, but like the opposite.
Like an E.L. fudge.
Yeah, but not the... yes, but not the Oreo ones, because the Oreo ones are gross.
Right.
Oh, and the vanilla Oreos?
An
who's
E.L.
even buying
fudge
them? Your dad
double
buys those.
Stuff.
Yes.
No, I don't think he does.
He used to.
No, he likes...
someone I know bought yellow, like the yellow Oreos. Like, who the fuck is doing that? What's your problem? Who keeps buying these?
Yeah, do they even make those? I think they still do. For one person.
Yeah, that one person that keeps buying them. E.L. Fudge, double stuff.
That's where it's at.
Those are the best.
Although I think they changed the recipe.
But Goya Maria, not bad.
Not bad.
Not terrible. I was going to get this big chocolate bar from Goya, but I realized you have to melt it to eat it or else it's just going to taste like shit. So
I'm giving these crackers 18 stars.
These are really good. I like these. More.
Yep, that's terrific.
I just want to finish this lot.
I mean, yeah. It's especially good
drying.
When you do it right into the microphone.
I'm
going to
have more Baja Blast for this. Baja Blast is really good.
So, are we moving on?
All right. So, before we go to the El Rio del Tiempo, do you know what El Rio del Tiempo? I'll tell you after.
It means the river of time.
Aha. How'd you know?
Because I know what those words mean.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You know more Spanish than I do. All right. Next, we're going to watch some Disneyland. I know we don't do very often, but I didn't have any other Mexican pavilion videos because honestly, people don't record the live entertainment in Mexico very often.
People hide their electronics when they walk through the Mexican pavilion.
Yes, exactly.
They don't want
to
get robbed.
It's mostly because like it's so tiny too. You like can't stop to like I'd stop to enjoy the music, but it's
you
very
gotta
hard to find a.
You got
to
go inside
space.
That giant pyramid to really enjoy
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I tried finding videos of the Coco stuff in the pavilion, but it's just like, it's like the, remember we went in the Shanghai exhibit and just, it's the same stuff.
It's exactly the same.
The only thing that's different is there's like a magic mirror, which I thought would have been cool. So I watched a video of it. Not cool.
No.
It's just a Snapchat filter, basically. You look like a bone person, but it doesn't look like you. It just looks like a bone person that's mimicking you, like, you know, your face.
That's...
It's just literally a Snapchat. You could put sunglasses and shit on it. It looked really dumb.
Stupid,
yeah. And it was like you have to send your picture to yourself or video or whatever.
Yeah, no thank you.
It doesn't like move the mouth or anything. It's really dumb. So that was disappointing.
This
so,
doesn't say...
Instead, so there's this show in Disneyland for... I think they're doing it for like Pixar Fest where they're doing Celebration of Coco. It's actually in September and October, I think. For Dia de Muertos. It says Dia de Muertos. I don't know why it doesn't say Dia de los Muertos. No, but the exhibit said that too. It said Dia de Muertos. So I don't know what the fuck. Maybe Coco's making a new holiday or something.
Day
I don't
of
fucking
Dead.
Know. Day of Dead. Day Dead. But this is just a show that there's dancing. I don't know if they involve the audience, if there's music. I assume it's just all the Coco music. But yeah,
audience, get involved.
We're not going to be there to see it anyway, so I figure we'll just watch it on here. It's like 11 minutes long. So, and we like Coco a lot, and it's Mexican. So, sue me.
Our plan was to do the Mexican pavilion, but we ended up doing
just
Coco. I
had to stray to Disneyland just for a little bit because I couldn't, you know, I didn't want to do just the River of Time.
Which, how did you not know that that's what it
is? I do.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I didn't before I looked it up. Like, well, not, I mean, I knew that a long time ago, but I didn't know. I knew Rio was, her name is Rio and she dances on the sand.
Yeah, her name is River.
Yeah.
What a stupid
it's
name.
River.
River Song.
I didn't know Tiempo. Actually, yeah, que es de Tiempo. Que es el Tiempo.
No.
What is of the time?
No. That would be que hora es.
That's what the hour is. What is what hour?
But that's
is
when
it?
when you're asking what the time is, you ask that.
Yeah, I don't know when you use tempo then.
Just
when you're
think of tempo.
Tempo, yes.
And that's time.
Ah, so you got to keep tempo.
Right.
Okay, let's watch Coco's dancing. Ooh, nice decorations, Disneyland. Damn, they really
fucking videos.
Looks way better than Epcot.
It really does.
It does.
Those giant Mexican...
Look at those flowers hanging. They're so cool.
Those things come to life, right? Please tell me they come to life.
No, they're just statues, but those are there, what? Those are there all the time? At Plaza de la Familia?
Yeah.
So that whole plaza is like Mexican for Coco? That's pretty cool.
The place of the family.
Yeah. I think they actually... Maybe they redid like a quick service for Coco theme for this time.
I don't know why, but that's reminding me...
Art school.
That's reminding me of... the Dino place.
Oh, yeah. It looks like Dino Land on the outside, but then the Coco part looks cool. That guy looks like he's doing karate. He's a karate kid.
He's got a nice sash.
Oh, they have nice boots that they're dancing.
She's white.
Oh, wow. She's white and playing the violin in a Spanish or Mexican band. At least the dancers are more or less some
Oh, they're authentic.
They're the ethnic. Oh, ethnic.
They're exotic.
Exotic, yes. They're the exotic. Oh, they're storytellers. That's cute. Oh, yay. Coco. Well, it's not new. But.
It was at the time.
No, it's on. This is on right now, so.
Is it the newest?
Louder. The newest? No, I don't think so. No, maybe newest Pixar. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
Dory.
Incredibles 2.
Oh,
there?
Incredibles 2, yeah.
Mm. Aww. They're in love.
I'm not even paying attention.
That guy's hat is very nice. Shoemaking, yay! Oh, they're telling the story of Coco.
Yes, you just said that.
No, I just like it. Where is Miguel? Where the hell is he? Is he going to come out?
I would hope so.
Senora. Oh, he's a good singer. I like him.
He is.
Senora.
The Mexicans are good at a lot of things.
I like that the band has the face paint on with the skeletons. That's really cool.
Just the half, though.
That guy's so Mexican looking. He looks like Speedy Gonzalez. See, he doesn't have a cowboy hat. He has a sombrero on.
Right.
He's doing it right.
He reminds me
really
of someone.
Cool. Yeah. Probably all your friends.
No, someone from Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah, they're all Mexican, right? Or New Mexican?
Yeah, same thing.
Yay, very nice. It feels like we're on the Three Caballeros, right? Very nice. He sounds like Jose Carioca. Or not Jose, the Pistoles guy. Jose's Brazilian, so he wouldn't sound like that guy.
Frijoles.
What the fuck? Why can't I think of the other guy's name?
Brazilian is Portuguese.
Senora.
He's just dancing with a bandana.
I know, he was just flashing that bandana in our face. Stupid Karate Kid.
If they were to make the Mexican Karate
the
Kid.
Oh, the band singing, too.
It would have been him.
The whole band is women. That's weird. Not weird, weird, but like very odd.
No, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You don't see too
like,
many female trumpet
hire
players.
Women, yeah, and especially with the big ass guitar she has, or bass or whatever. No, it's a guitar, right? Hi, boobs. It's
probably a bass.
Our little Miguel. No, I think it's a guitar. Oh, maybe it's a bass. Yeah, you're right. It's huge, though. It's bigger than her. Who? Where are all these people? Why isn't Ernesto in this either? Like,
because he's telling the story of it.
Well, where are they?
They're in your imagination.
Can you meet them? Why can't I meet them?
Imagine them.
I can't imagine them. The doggy should be there.
Oh, they're fawning over him.
Mm.
And with this next song, the great Ernesto de la Cruz made the whole world fall in love with him.
Remember
Ooh.
Me.
Oh, damn, he's good. He's better than the last guy.
Yep.
Why do they always go low? I feel like the other song, the real song, isn't very low. Maybe
no,
it
is.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I heard other versions where they're, like, not singing it so low. Oh.
Well, that was good choreograph. She could have dropped that.
Yeah, that was good.
She just gave it up. Nope.
He just pulled that out of his ass. Like, where'd that come from?
He pulled it out of her ass.
Ooh. Oh, is that Ernest? No, that's Karate Kid. There's only, like, two guys out there.
And the storyteller.
Oh, three. Yeah, two guys and the storyteller. And there's, like, four girls. And then the four-girl band or whatever. Me. So the band not only has to play Mexican mariachi music, they also have to be able to sing very well.
Most bands have to do that.
All of them, though. Every one of them, because they're all singing. And dance, because they're dancing right now, too.
Are they really playing, and or is the audio being pumped in?
I saw them singing, so I don't know. I can't tell yet, but... Also, they're, what, getting paid like $15 an hour in California?
Is that good?
No. Not for California living expenses, no. Maybe they all live together. The whole show.
And they just play at home all day.
What do you guys want to do? Play Remember Me one more time? Yeah, I guess so. Oh, God. This is getting dark.
That's what it is.
I didn't know he was going to do a Remember funeral.
It's not dark, though. It's a good thing.
Is he doing a moment of silence? Oh, okay. Remember Me. The Mexican girls are not really dancing that much. Just because you have big dresses doesn't mean you can dance. You just have to hold them and move around, I guess. Ooh.
Well, a lot of them are not H.
H?
W. P?
Yeah, that's true.
They're all kind of short.
They're all more W than H.
Yeah.
Oh, again? Jesus Christ.
That's what this whole thing is. We're just remembering people who are dead.
Just talking about the dead people all the time. So many adults watching this and no kids in the front. Kids do not give a shit about this.
Every single one of them has a camera, phone.
I know. Just fucking watch the show. Someone else recorded it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. This same spirit lives in the film called
When young Hale runs to the town cemetery, like that guy with a big guy with a freaking phone right in his face. At least if you're going to record it, don't watch it at the same. Watch the show and record it at the same time. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I hold it down. I know it's centered, and I just watch the show myself.
Maybe they've already seen the show.
Yeah, I know. Maybe. Probably, because a lot of Disneyland is pass holders. But still.
But how many times are you going to sit there?
Right, how many Oh, Jesus Christ.
We got some skeletons walking around here.
Skeleton puppets here. That is scary.
It's as if that statue came to life.
And there's a cowboy operating them. There's not a Mexican. Why are they cowboys? Oh, this is really weird. I don't like this.
Oh, they're dead too, though. Look at, they got the face paint on.
Oh, they're skeletons also. There's like a skeleton woman in front of them and behind them, and they're moving their legs and arms with their legs and arms. It's like Bert from Mary Poppins.
Yes. Some, dead Bert.
Yes, dead Bert.
What's
Go
she,
away, Mexican lady. You're
what is
my
she
way.
Doing?
Dusting her shoes off or something. Those skeletons have the scariest faces ever.
I like that they blink.
They do? How is he making them blink?
One of them blinked,
Ew.
I thought.
Yeah, I think you're right. Why do they even need to blink? They're skeletons.
They shouldn't even have eyeballs.
Ah, their feet are so weird. I don't like it.
I mean, it's
he's holding their hand, too.
It's a really good concept.
Yeah. I mean, they've had these around forever. That's been a thing.
Like, but I was just, almost like, able to suspend
they look like
my,
zombies.
My belief.
No. Oh,
my disbelief.
The hips move a lot.
Yeah, they sway back and forth.
They move when his hips move. Okay, that looks cool when he has the hands up. But they look like they're running train on him or her.
No, this is it.
This is a space for the Holy Ghost.
It's,
Oh, I like when they shake the hips. That's the best part. Looks cool.
It's like a wobbly H.
I want this. I should just walk around the Halloween with this on. Oh, you can shimmy them, too. You can shimmy their boobies.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, because he's dead under his armpits.
But they don't have any.
Well, yeah.
Because they're skeletons.
They're bonies. They're boobies. Bone.
They're rib cage.
Yes, they're ribs. I like the girl in the band's hair. She's like half blonde, half brunette, but it's like flipped out. It's really cute. I don't know why I'm commenting on her hair, but I like it.
It's very nice, I
Karate
suppose.
Kid can dance.
Way to go, Karate Kid.
Way to go. Amigas y amigos. Extraordinary. And so, we invite you and your loved ones to continue enjoying the world of Coco and our many other special festivities
Coco.
Here at Blessed Island. The world of I. Yay. Shake the hips again. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Bye, cowboy. Bye. Oh.
That means that cowboy has to be able to
Goodbye,
move his
Mexico.
Hips the same way a woman does.
That's true. You're welcome.
Muchos
oh, I thought that was him saying that.
Muchos gracias.
Muchos gracias. So people can't go in and out of that entrance when they're doing the show?
It would appear not.
I wonder where that goes or where it leads. Like, maybe there's another exit, I guess. It's kind of weird. Whoa! What happened?
It's a lot of time on this one, huh?
Oh, yeah. So... Did you like your Coco Loco show?
I love Coco.
Coco Yojo.
I like hot Coco.
Oh, yeah. Lukewarm Coco.
I think I would take cold Coco over lukewarm
frozen
Coco.
Frozen Coco. Evaporated Coco. Okay. So, well, now we're going to move on to our Epcot showcase.
I see you've got something for us.
Yes.
Some interesting tidbits of information.
So... Whenever Martin does a new video, I always try to do that for our next show, and he put up the ultimate tribute to Mexico at Epcot. So he has... Actually, we're going to watch the opening, the grand opening of Mexico, like the day of the dedication.
That's awesome.
And then we'll watch El Rio del Tiempo, which you never got to go on.
I never got to.
I know.
I never got to experience the River of Time.
Yeah, I know. It was really good, too. The music's so much better than the freaking Three Caballeros song.
Not a big fan of the Three Caballeros.
I'm really not. I mean, I enjoy the boat ride, but, like, I hate the screens. They just take you out of it.
I don't want to chase Donald around Mexico.
No, and I don't even understand the story.
Like, not a good concept for a ride.
The only time I like it is the three animatronics at the end and the fireworks in the sky.
Yes.
That's all I like, really.
And when you're going
and
around...
And the volcano beforehand.
When you're going around the pyramid?
Yeah, exactly. Because there's no screens. El Rio del Tiempo, the River of Time, was a dark ride housed within the pyramid-shaped Mexico Pavilion in Epcot Center. Ride carried passengers on a slow boat ride through various scenes from Mexico's history. Scenes were filled with doll-sized audio animatronic figures clad in authentic folk clothing, singing, dancing, and playing music. Let's see. So it opened October 1st, 1982 with a park. And it closed January 2nd, 2007 to become the Gran Fiesta Tour. Gran, whatever. Doesn't fucking matter.
Gran.
Yep, so it's going to look a lot the same, but at the same time it has that classic no screen, better music vibe.
Now you said it opened with the park.
Yes.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So they obviously dedicated it that day, right?
I think that they did a bunch of the countries different times because I don't know if they did them all that day.
In succession, right? Yeah. Okay, that's what I was thinking.
We watched the Energy Pavilion be dedicated, and that was, I mean, opened with the park.
Because if you had to pick one while they were all going, that wouldn't be fair.
Right, no. I think they did a bunch of them different days. I think I don't know how many pavilions. I know, like, all the countries probably had them. I don't know. I know Energy Pavilion had one because the Exxon or whatever. Probably any of the sponsored ones did it or something.
So every country, because they were all sponsored by the actual country.
I think so.
At the time, anyways.
I don't know, like, so Norway was the last one opened, I think, right?
Right.
I don't know. I'd be interested to see if they did a opening day. I don't think we did it with Maelstrom, did we?
No, I don't
remember it. Oh, maybe we did, actually. Now that I think of it, I think I remember the dancers and everything.
Yeah.
Yep, we did. So I don't think, I mean, it might say what day it is, but... Yeah, well, we'll just go with that. There's 16 riders per vehicle, and this one is supposed to be only 8 minutes. It's probably gonna feel like it's longer. I feel like the ride feels like longer than 8 minutes.
I always feel like it's a 15-minute ride
at least.
When it's a dark ride.
I know, especially if it's a slow boat ride, it's hard to tell. That's all I have on it. We can just watch it. Hopefully, you enjoy it.
La Siesta.
The what
Rio?
Now? Huh? What?
The La Siesta Rio.
No, it's El Rio del Tiempo.
I think the nap time.
The nap of the river.
The nap river.
The nap river. That's what the Grand Fiesta Tour is
now. River of Nap. Press play.
Oh, yeah. That song. Oh, yeah. I was watching some notes from Martin's video. I guess they rushed opening Mexico because it wasn't done yet. Walt Disney World.
The dedication of the Mexico Showcase. And now it is my pleasure to introduce to you Bob Backlund.
She's not Mexican.
Vice President of Walt
no, she's
Disney
not.
World.
Who, Bob what now?
Bob Backlund.
Backlund? That's not right. I don't know who the VP was at the time. That guy, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I did not sleep with that
sunny
woman.
Mexico, sunny Florida.
Ha ha, it's the middle of the night. What are you talking about?
And then he went like this, brr. It was cold.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're so pleased that you
can join those glasses.
For the dedication of the Mexican Showcase.
Oh, hey, he said Mexican.
Anytime.
I think you'll agree.
I would.
That as you sit out here and look
climb
at this beautiful setting.
Climb the pyramid.
And as you do not climb.
One of the most beautiful settings in all of World Showcase.
Oh. That's some fighting words.
You know,
what
the from the time
that?
We began
the police
in the Mexican pavilion.
We felt very strongly about having our neighbors from the north and the south.
La policia.
La Canadia.
The Mexico story provided exciting, creative opportunities.
He wrote so many notes for this.
Portraying its colorful and fascinating history.
Just trying not to be racist.
Yeah.
As you
move
this country, three individual cultures.
Three?
Pre-Colombian. Spanish.
The Spanish.
Colonial.
No,
colonial.
Pre-Columbian.
Oh.
As portrayed in the
did he just say pirates?
Yeah.
And the pirates from Mexico.
Proud of their Indian heritage.
Indian.
As illustrated in this striking pyramid that serves as the signature of this showcase.
Yay. Oh. Well, they got him off. Oh, balloons. Remember balloons from Norway too? And Exxon.
He got real racist after
yeah,
that.
He's
that's
like,
why.
Yeah, we can't cut him. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I dance, and that's the end of that. I always think this I always think of Homer when he's dancing around his cell phone because its ringtone is this.
I'll
show you after. My cell phone appears to be ringing. Wow, those sombreros are very tall. Those are some Speedy Gonzales, if I ever seen them.
How do you keep those on?
Oh my god, the women who are dancing are so white. There's a blonde there.
Those hats are nice because you can take a nap underneath them.
Yeah.
Now that's a white guy if I've ever seen one.
He's so white. I guess they didn't get the Mexicans in for opening day.
They couldn't.
They didn't ship them in.
They couldn't get over the
border. They couldn't get them in.
El Norte.
They did around the hat. Who's clapping? Oh shit, fireworks! Where the hell are those? The trees are gonna burn, hello?
They just keep going.
Where are those even coming from? They look like they're just in the trees.
They look like...
What the fuck?
The light was wired wrong.
Yeah. It's like, oh shit, we broke it. Oh, the girls put on the hats. Where'd the guys go? Oh,
they're right underneath the dresses.
Ooh. Yay, that was nice. Yay! Wait, what was the date?
82.
Yeah, I know 82. Did he
October
say...
October 1st.
He said October 1st?
Or September 1st.
No, definitely September 1st.
It was the first.
It wasn't open yet.
It was the first of the month.
Oh, so October 1st. So they did do it, opening day. It was probably the last one to be done, too, because it was freaking the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we're in the Mexican Pavilion. I hope we get on the ride.
Am I supposed to be speeding through?
No. Doo-doo-doo. I know this song.
Very catchy.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, look at their visor. That is nice. I love seeing the people in the 80s. Oh, nice hat.
Show me some fanny packs.
Yes. Where are the fannies? Show us your fannies. Okay, we're almost in the... Look, there's the waterfall. Oh, it hasn't really changed that much.
It's almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
Even Agent P was there.
They just knew back then that they were going to put Doofenshmirtz in there. Oh, there's Christmas lights on the lamppost. I love that fountain. Doesn't get enough... gratitude, attention? I don't know.
Do you think the margarita place was there?
La Cava?
Opening day?
I think so. I don't know. That's a good question. We'll see. Maybe he'll show us. I really wish that there would be like people that come out on those balconies and be like, hey, muchacho, be quiet.
I'm trying to sleep.
I'm trying to get my nighttime on. It's just always nighttime in there. It reminds me of Vegas because all those places you go in Vegas, it looks like you're outside even though you're inside.
Yeah, like the mall.
Like Italy and Caesar's Palace has it.
Yeah, one of them you walk through and it actually starts raining in between.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
I was like, what the fuck's going on?
That was so cool. I loved it. Oh, I guess we can't find the ride. We're still in the middle, like, shopping around the carts. Oh, there's people dressed like Mexican. Oh, there's Mariachi Cobra. Cobra?
El
Sail
Rio
the River
del
of Time.
Tiempo.
Yay, we're going on. Oh, look, here's the queue. Looks the same to me. Experience the culture, color. Aw, dang it. I didn't read the sign.
You were close.
Two words. Oh, well, we'll experience the culture and the color, I guess. Okay. You got the rest of the queue a bunch of times and you couldn't read the sign for 2 seconds?
Let's get on.
God damn.
About...
Why does it sound like we're going like on our last ride ever? This music is so daunting. Oh. Inside your boat. Voyage.
No flash.
Why'd they have to put it in a Mexican accent?
They want you to feel authentic.
Hey, muchachos, put away your flash camera. We're going to take a picture. Okay, it's very spooky. It looks the same right here.
Yeah. This is the best part.
But for some reason, the music is very spooky. It sounds like we're going on the haunted river of time.
I don't think this is the music that you're hearing there.
No, it is. He puts the exact ride soundtrack on, so this is it. This is the spooky, haunted, boo haunted house hayride boat ride. You eating your cracker cookie? Maria's cookies? Maria makes a damn good cookie.
I was feeling a little hungry.
I'm a little, what's it called? Peckish.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also...
You're a little pecker.
What's another word for thirsty?
Parched.
Parched, but I'm having my Baja Blast by Mountain Dew. Baja Blast better...
Stop fucking advertising.
What does Baja even mean? Is it party?
Baja California.
Yeah, so what does that mean? Why is it called that?
Because that's where it was discovered.
Is that a real place?
There was a
several
there was
things.
A fountain of Baja Blast in
Baja. I'm gonna look it up.
California.
What is the meaning of Baja? By itself, it's a noun. Ooh. Meaning a drop or fall. Oh, so it's like a waterfall.
No, it's a drop blast.
But you are correct in saying that Baja refers to a feminine short person. Ooh.
I'm correct?
No, someone on the internet. I've been saying about like a girl midget, basically.
Ooh.
Oopsies.
And that's the blast from her?
Yes. This is the wetness from the Baja.
So the little woman. The little midget woman.
Yeah. Blast.
Is blasting out some of this stuff right here.
And it tastes delicious.
Like, tastes like cotton candy.
Foggy.
Oh, it's scary in here. Nice blue
the
light.
Black light.
Centuries ago, a great civilization flourished in
Mexico.
This advanced culture produced remarkable scientists, mathematicians, and
mathematicians.
Mathematicians.
God, it is scary. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's yelling at us.
Well, freaking Native American was lit up and yelled at us.
He was either Mayan or Aztecian.
Yeah. Oh, there is screens in here. They don't look like screens, though. They look like authentic, at least.
Is that an actor?
Yeah, those are actors.
Wait. No, that's a screen, right?
Yeah, it's a screen.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're actors in the video.
They just store people in the
and
ride.
They're in outer space for some reason on a waterfall. Like the Aurora Borealis or something going around back then.
This is some shamanism stuff, I think.
Well, at least it's freaking cultural and not freaking... Wait, Donald! Do you see Donald?
They're about to do a human sacrifice.
Well, that's okay. Is it Donald? Because that'd be great.
Donald's a duck. Wouldn't work.
Ah, damn it. I forgot. Okay. That was
that's
really
pretty
creepy.
Cool, though. Oh, wait.
Oh, and then they stand there for a while, so it looks like they're not going to move. Oh, Jesus. Another screen. Oh, are they naked?
Not quite.
The girl looks kind of naked on the bottom. Look at her boobies are out. Is that a guy? Well, no, that's a girl.
I think she's wearing a...
Something
bra.
Barely covering her. Yeah. I can definitely see her boob, side boob. This is a cool little tribal dance. Look at the guy with like a turtle power on the top.
What is this? Is this a sun
dance?
Is he
like the yellow ninja turtle?
The yellow ninja turtle?
Yeah, he's the new yellow one.
He's the new yellow one?
Yeah. There's no yellow one right now, so
right.
Get it. Right.
There's a yellow ninja turtle.
There is? Who?
It's a female.
Ugh, that's not true. That can't be real. Just like there's female chipmunks. No, there isn't. Shut up. Oh, look, they're doing a dance with their legs. I think it's a rain dance. Oh, shit. Are they fighting? Oh, look, they're going to do a rain dance.
It's dance fighting.
Oh, that's cool.
They're probably telling the story of a battle.
They look like totems. Yeah, it's weird that we don't really know what's going on. We're just watching them dance.
I would assume it's the battle between two gods or
something.
They're
all in fountains, too. How'd they not fall down on the water? Okay. That's all done. Oh, the dancing again.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay, so there's a lot of screens actually on the old one. I don't remember any of this. Oh, I love this song.
They probably didn't work by the time you were on it.
Oh, he's got a nice cape on.
I am the king.
I feel like I still hear this song in Mexico Pavilion in Epcot.
I bet they still play it.
Yeah.
Is that a pan flute?
I love pan flute, especially pre-illuminations.
Peruvian.
Oh, we're bowing down to the king here.
Someone better. He looks like the sun god.
Oh, now we're taking his stuff, I guess. Okay.
Let's sacrifice him. They're probably priestesses.
Oh, yeah. And he's probably the shaman.
He's probably something.
Ah! Is he going to hit that drum?
Hit it. Oh, is that that's the giant, massive Mayan calendar.
Oh, yeah. This is cool. Are they going to tell us what day it is? Oh.
It's today.
They're just holding symbols of something. I don't know what that is, though.
Boom. Fight.
I wish I knew the freaking story
Boom.
Behind these dances.
Fight.
Wouldn't that be great if it said, like, what dance this is and what it meant and stuff? That'd
it
be
might.
Great.
I mean, I'm sure there's information somewhere.
Yeah.
That guy's definitely...
Someone can do that research for
the
us.
The referee.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They're fight dancing again. Look like the Lost Boys. With the hats and everything. Yeah.
Not the vampire Lost Boys.
No, I haven't seen that yet, actually. But the Lost Boys from Peter Pan. I am a lost boy from Neverland. Ah, there's blacklight shit up there. I can't see it because I got enough film in it. He's going to film the last video.
Oh, that's Ooh, cool.
That guy's like the king of all kings. He has like a big ass hat on with the stabby things on it. Uh-oh, what's happening?
Sacrifice.
Kill him.
Take
Kill
his head.
Him. His fucking hat is so big. How does he even move his head?
Pretty dope.
God.
You couldn't fit through a door.
No, definitely not.
Upwards or sideways.
Anywhere, you can't move.
Oh, but now all of a sudden we're small in. It's world. A small world.
Yay. What the fuck? Why is this so scary? Oh, it really is small world. They look like they're in that small world now.
Skeletons.
Don't let me hurry, oh, hurry, hurry, Mexico. What the hell? Was that a pumpkin head?
It looked like...
That was creepy.
The Mad Hatter was there.
That was a pinata kid. He's still there. I think a lot of these are still there.
Well, they're not... Oh, he's still people. In this ride?
Yeah, those people aren't. Those dancing ladies aren't. I don't know what the hell they're holding either.
The banditos. Yeah,
those tapping people are definitely not there.
They're not tapping, they're shooting guns.
Oh shit, they are? Oh yeah, you're right. Pistoles. Oh look, at the xylophone people.
People are shooting guns across the street.
Yeah,
you're very
and
calm.
They're like, I'll just play this song.
And here's
oh,
Donald.
Another video. Oh, Donaldo! That's just a boat. And another boat? Okay.
One cool. boat is dragging another Yay. Boat.
Mexico. This is the best song ever. Ooh, this looks very tropical, this area. Oh, we didn't get to see that screen. Oh, there it is. Oh, shit, it's fire. What the hell? Oh, we saw people like that in Mexico on the swing thing.
On fire?
No, the people in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, they were swinging around the pole and we had no idea what the fuck was going on? They were so high up,
tips.
Too. But they were really high in the air. How the hell were they going to get tips up there?
Throw them up there.
That was so scary. They were like hanging from
no,
their
no,
legs.
No. They got off and then they came around
Did they
collecting.
Really? I enjoyed it and I didn't give them a tip. Oh, those people dived off the cliff.
I was thinking about that today. I was like, I've been to Mexico.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And I hated
it. I never have to go back. But we did see that. And I guess that was authentic. A lot of the shit we saw was not authentic at all. But okay. Ooh, look, a cavern.
Now that's
oh,
nice.
Oh, there's the lake. Oh, look, someone's scuba diving.
I would go to this Mexico.
That's awesome. It's better than Donald being in the fucking water. This is stupid. Oh, this is so much better. The guy scuba diving and touching fish. Hi. Latinos. Oh, look, people running on the beach. Much better than Donald.
It's a terrific place to run.
Yes. And there's people coming back from the beach. Yeah, and there's people walking across the screen in the bikini. That was hot.
Super.
Friendly Mexico. Oh, what's this treasure? Oh, what's she saying? I don't know.
Is this Don Quixote?
Don't go. I can't help it.
Stay. I play my guitar.
I got to. Oh, she's trying to sell me a guitar?
Yeah.
I don't want it. Leave me alone. No. I don't want your blanket either.
I've got no tip money for you.
No, I don't want your stupid treasure chest. What is that, a toaster? That was
it's
a purse.
A bag.
I don't want it. Stop.
You cannot
Stop
escape
harassing
her.
Me. Yeah, you don't have any good deal. Shut up. Oh, no, no, a guy.
Another one.
I don't want that. No, I don't want your hat. No. What's that? A yarmulke? No, I don't want that. Was that a doll?
A voodoo doll.
What the fuck? I don't want that either. It's scary. Stop harassing me on the ride. What the fuck? That was so weird.
Fireworks.
What a bad thing to like show about Mexico. Oh, here's all the people that annoy the fuck out of you when
it's,
you're in Mexico.
It's educational.
It's true.
Avoid these
it does
people.
Does happen. I have witnessed it. Yay, fireworks. Ooh, a merry-go-round. I don't remember that being there either. Fireworks are the same, that's good. I guess the buildings have lights going on enough. I don't remember that happening either. And there's a little Christina. Viva Christina. Is that a funeral?
It's a little Looks like a ferry.
Looks like a Dia de los Muertos, like they're going to set on fire. What the fuck? There's people dancing on the merry-go-round. Oh, that was cute. I love when the music's good and loud. Sing a long way. Join the fiesta too. Here you go. Hurry back, amigos, to friendly Mexico. See, they change it to English in the end so that you can actually know the song.
They want you to know.
Yep. I really like the people dancing on the little carousel thing. Oh, look, that guy has like a long hat on.
He looked like a nutcracker.
Yeah, he did. Oh, it lights up too. It's so cute. I guess they're in place of where the animatronics would be right now. They were a little before it, but I guess instead of the merry-go-round, we get the Donald and Jose and the one I can't think of the fucking name of because I don't feel like looking it up.
I prefer this one much more.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
Is that it?
Oh, no, it's not yet. We gotta say goodbye. Okay, so there's Mexico, and there's no stupid thing saying goodbye. Oh, it looks like a Dia de los Muertos, like, shrine thing. See all the stuff on the ground?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Oh, look, there's all these things about Mexico. There's all these different places on the map.
We will meet again.
We will.
Until then, may you always be delighted with the beauty of Mexico.
That was so creepy.
What a terrific send-off.
Thanks. Why are the lights flickering? Why is this haunted? What?
And may your hearts be gladdened with the sounds of music.
Bless you.
Just be happy about Mexico.
I guess.
Just be happy you don't live in Mexico.
He's going to tell us to enjoy Mexico again. You just can't tell us enough. Oh, look, that guy's literally so happy to be on that. She wants to go on again. Oh, what? We're going on again.
No.
Let's see if there's anything out the exit queue. I doubt it, but we'll see if they changed it. Whoa, it's very narrow. I don't remember it being this way.
And so,
the Mexico Pavilion remained like this for the next 25 years. And tell you, Martin, it wasn't long enough. Oh, look. Pisa? Is that how you say peace?
Oh, some stalls came and went.
In the market. Extra lights were strung. But Mexico was essentially like it was in 1982, and now it's not. Ugh, 25th anniversary, they did that ride. Why? Let's celebrate by ruining this ride. Yay!
Awful. Ah!
Stop it. I hate it. I just heard that and I'm like, nope. This looks like a Donald Duck cartoon. We tried watching the Three Caballeros video, I think, and wasn't it really so boring? I can't remember if I wanted to watch that one or the other one that they're in, the Three Caballeros. I don't know. I'll watch them eventually. I just couldn't.
It was tough. Yeah. It was not easy.
It's just like, it's like one video after another. It's not like a cohesive movie. It's like the Melody Time ones. Like it's just song after song of different things. There's no real plot or anything.
It's just a lot of
singing and dancing.
But it's also like,
there's real live action people in it too.
There's negative stereotypes, a lot of negative stereotypes.
That's fine with me. I mean, we watched Song of the South and I liked it. So,
Well, yeah.
Did you like El Rio del Tiempo?
I did. Very much so, actually.
You should listen to that song a few more times and then it'll just get stuck in your head forever. I love that song. I'm going to put it at the end. I wish people would cover these songs more and make different versions of them, you know, like make a rock version or a live version or something. Then yeah. I could have just, you know, yeah.
Like a ska version?
Yeah, let he go. I love that.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, that's it for Mexico.
Tell the folks.
You can find us at whatsdispodcast.com, whatsdispod.twitter, I think. Can find all our follow things on the website.
Right.
Get a quote, get a t-shirt. I hope this episode was better than 50. I feel like 50 was a letdown for what it was. I mean, I like the show, but I feel like we didn't bring our A game.
It was tough. We had to get back into character.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't get our Mexican fiesta prior, so I feel like this one was better when we had cookies.
Taco Bell really made this one.
And Maria's, what are they called? Maria's cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Goya Maria. I love her. She's great.
I don't think that was a yellow Ninja Turtle.
No?
She was light blue.
What a bitch. So she's just trying to be like Leonardo?
Yeah, her name was Venus de Milo.
Wow. Wow. Isn't that an art, not an artist?
Yeah.
So she didn't even get her name right.
Well, she didn't name herself.
She's an idiot.
She's a fake thing.
Venus de Milo. She couldn't pick one woman artist. There's probably like a million of my, I don't know any, but.
I can't think of a single one.
Is Monet a woman? Or
no.
Monet?
Manet. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Patty Mayonnaise. Probably would have been better than Venus de Milo. Venus? What was she in?
She was in like something stupid. It was
not even a movie, right?
Right.
Wow. What a bitch. Just one. She just randomly came out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
What happened? Did they clone
one of them? I don't
know
the whole story.
Now I'm just annoyed. Now I have to figure out who the hell she is and where she came
from. Shane and OG, though. Shane and OG.
No, she's not. So I don't even know why she tried. Like, did Splinter think that there wasn't enough of them and they needed to diversify and they need to find a woman?
I mean, how are you going to... You got to repopulate the species somehow.
Oh. Well, then she didn't come back, though. Like, what happened? Did she die or... How did they make another... Like, did they find a turtle and they found some radioactive waste?
They dropped some ooze on her. The secret of the slime.
I have to look into this. Like, I want to find out where she was, like, if she was in a show or something.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we'll watch it and we'll find out. Hopefully. If not, then fuck Venus de Milo in her ass. Right?
Well, I would assume so.
Because you don't want to repopulate with her. She's a bitch.
Yeah.
anything else?
Not from me, no.
You want to say adios, amigos?
Adios, amigos.
Whoa, you sounded like a real ride guy. Adios, amigos.
I told you I wanted to be
you should do the,
a Spanish announcer.
Oh, man.
But
you sounded just like one.
I know.
Ah, muchachos.
Buenos dias, muchachos.
Adios.
Adios.
Vengan a celebrar. Hola, mis amigos vengan a festejar. En Taxco y en Puebla y Tampico también. Bailen tapatío, le va a gustar a usted. Cuando en Acapulco bailar el gran compás venga a jugar. Aquí hay para todos, en Uxmal o Cancún. La Paso en Tulum, hay mucho para ver. También festividad, de día y de noche. La fiesta es un placer. Welcome mis amigos to friendly Mexico. To the land of fiestas where everywhere you go. Listen to marimbas and mariachis too. Playing the rhythms and serenading you can join the crowd. The music's good and loud. The air is full of sun. So come and sing along because in Mexico when people smile at you there's just one thing to do. Join the fiesta tú. Hola mis amigos, it's fiesta time for you. In Tascan, in Puebla, and in Tampico too. Dance a tapatío, you love the magic wheel. Swing in Acapulco with anyone you meet. Join the fun, it's here for everyone. In Uxmal or Cancún, La Paz or in Tulum. You'll find there's much to see. There's great festivity. From down to late at night, the fiestas are delight.
Welcome, mis amigos, to friendly Mexico. To the land of fiestas, they're everywhere you go. Listen to marimbas and mariachis too.